Today we'll be doing Sif Chav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh mi she'omer she'yesh li zoher mi lehispalel achorei shum adam v'tov lachosh lidvarav." There are those who say that it's better to not daven behind another person, and it's good to be concerned for that opinion. The Mishnah Berurah Tzav Katan Samach Tes says, "She'yesh li zoher mi lehispalel kasa b'sefer Maamar Mordechai lichorei yesh ledaktik b'zeh de'ef sher li zoher b'zeh de'echef sher she'yehiu kol ha'am ho'umdin b'veis ha'knesses neged ha'kosel below afsakas adam." So the Maamar Mordechai asks, practically, how is this feasible? If you're davening in a shul, how is everyone going to just be standing by the wall and not be davening behind anyone? So again, you could argue that maybe this was just a chumrah. If you can do it, if it's physically possible, then you should try to be machmir to not daven behind anyone. But if it's not possible, then it's not possible. So if you're in a shul, you have a lot of people there, then obviously, it's impossible to not daven behind someone else. A person who's a medaktik b'masav, who's careful about their actions, should try to make their makom kavua next to the wall, so that this way they are not davening behind anybody else. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sif chav gimel tomorrow.